TED Audio Collective.
Hi, it's Pierce Brosnan here, guest hosting today on TED Talks Daily. Here's a talk from the TED Fellows community given by King Cobra conservationist Gauri Shankar Pujiri on new science findings that help us preserve India's wild spaces by saving the King Cobra.
Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple. This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
That's the beautiful growl of the world's longest venomous snake, the king cobra. They are the only snakes that build a nest to incubate their eggs, apt to their scientific name, Ophiophagus hanna, meaning a snake eater. They eat other snakes, including their own kind. Growing up to 5 meters, they possess enough venom to kill 10 people in a single bite, or even an elephant. King cobras might be intimidating to most people, but I was always fascinated by them. I've been studying this legendary species for the last 20 years. 15 years ago, I was bitten by a king cobra while rescuing it from a house which otherwise would have been killed. There is no anti-venom for Indian king cobra, so I was certain I would die in about 30 minutes. The bite was in my hand. The pain was moving up my arm towards the heart. The pain was so excruciating that I actually begged the team to just let me die rather than stay in agony. I remembered I had stocked a few vials of antivenom from Thailand meant for Thailand king cobra, which I decided to experiment with it on myself. But the Thai antivenom failed and we had to stop the treatment. But here I am, a ghost. No, the king was kind. He'd injected a very small quantity of venom into my hand, which wasn't enough to kill me. My mother hoped that this near-death experience would finally stop my snake obsession, but no. For those 3 painful days at the hospital, all I wondered was if the king cobra was one species, as science believed, then why didn't the Thailand antivenom work on me? It became apparent that we were missing something. King cobra was first described scientifically in 1836, after which many speculated there could be different species, but no one had ever established it. This became my research topic. For 7 years after that bite, I traveled across king cobra habitats in South and Southeast Asia, and this is what I found. King cobras, despite being most curious, majestic snakes, are disliked, feared, and hated by most people on the planet. They're killed on sight, for food, poached for skin, for traditional medicinal purpose, and for pet trade. And of course, their habitats are under severe threat like many other species. But we also found an answer to this 185-year-old question of species complex. My research has shown that king cobra is actually 4 distinct species, not one as everyone thought. Now, that is why the Thailand antivenom did not work on me. So what does this finding mean? I found King cobras differed from each other by 1 to 4% genetic makeup. So what does this discovery mean for the king cobra? Well, imagine there's a tsunami or an epidemic on an island inhabited by a particular species of king cobra. We could lose that whole species. In other words, one habitat destruction is loss of an entire species we have yet to understand. Resolving species confusion is highly important for the conservation planning, biological control, treatment of diseases, and snake bites. According to the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List of Threatened Species, king cobras are not given much attention. My discovery calls for an urgent reassessment of each species status and conservation efforts. As a direct conservation measure, we at Kalinga Foundation rescue king cobras from distress situations. So far, we have rescued close to 375 king cobras, monitored about 50-plus king cobra nests, and helped release over 500 hatchlings back into their natural habitats. We partner with communities and invest in creating awareness among local people, especially kids, who urge their parents to choose rescue over the killing. We encourage students to participate in our research and conduct capacity-building training for snake rescuers and forest officials. King cobras are potential flagship species among snakes. By declaring it as such will be a big win for the species, to my senior scientists, and the forest they inhabit. What is interesting is, these are the same tropical forests of South and Southeast Asia, which has 7 of the world's 36 biodiversity hotspots. And these also contribute 68% to the global carbon sink. In other words, my team and I are doing all we can to save what we now know are 4 species, and I welcome you to join us in conserving the beautiful king cobra. Thank you.